Our position is very clear. We are here to seek and demand the immediate restoration of Marange Diamond export rights. We feel that the Zimbabwean government has invested 2 years and more than $350 million in an attempt to make sure that they meet the minimum KP requirement. During the last year, Jerusalem plenary, the working group on monitoring reported to the plenary that the two mines have met those minimum requirements. They have complied with the provisions of the Kimberley process. However, the usual three countries, America, USA and Canada, are blocking it for no reason because the KP rules provide for a consensus, for 100% consensus. So they are trying to veto the decision of all countries, and we feel that is an abuse of the consensus rule.
So what do you expect to come out of the plenary meetings?
We are expectant of a scenario where Mbada and in Marange Diamond, they are allowed to export as they should be. Then there should be a structured mechanism in terms of monitoring the exports of Anjin, Sino-Zimbabwe and the others, which are new investment in Marange Diamond. This is our position, and it's consistent with the rules of the KPCS. We are not asking for a pound of flesh. What we are simply saying is that we want Kimberley process rules to take precedence ahead of any politicization that has been happening.
We understand that you came as part of the government delegation with Mines Minister Obed Mpofu. Are your positions with Mr. Mpofu the same in terms of what you want to happen in the Kimberley process?
100%. The minister is representing the people of Zimbabwe, the government and the people of Zimbabwe. And our position is that the activation of Marange Diamond and Mbada will make sure that there is a lot of economic activities cascading to all black businesses in terms of services and provisions, in terms of jobs to be created, and also in terms of the empowerment in the communities these companies are going to operate from. So our position is very clear. We are all seeking the same objective, and we are 100% behind Minister Mpofu.
And I understand that you, as the AAG, yesterday attended the working group on monitoring meeting. Why is the AAG attending the meetings and not Minister Mpofu?
Minister Mpofu's position was very clear, that he has no reason whatsoever to engage anyone on issues of Marange, because an approval in the report was already made that Marange was compliant. So we went in really wanting to know exactly what is the subject matter now. And we were surprised when we heard that Chamisa Mutisi, who is the so-called focal point person, gave a report that violence in Marange is still there, being perpetrated by the soldiers. And just before the president went to Marange, a lot of people were beaten up. And we also hear that he presented a report to the Dubai meeting that a helicopter from Air Force Zimbabwe went and shot 150 people. And it is this kind of sensational and malicious reporting by the so-called local point person that is worrying and is being accepted by the working group on monitoring, despite that there is no collaborating evidence. So really, the essence of the meeting was to give an update on the current situation in Marange, not to discuss on the way forward.